This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, August 17th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York State got a B grade for accessibility of information about executive orders from the Sunlight Foundation in its latest rankings of the states. Governors issue executive orders for weather disasters, educational mandates, drilling for gas on state land, and other issues, and they often come with less accountability than laws passed through legislative efforts. Quote, executive orders in 38 states are not subject to any form of Administrative Procedure Act, a law that governs the process by which regulations are proposed and enacted. Only 6 states subject executive orders to legislative review, and a further 6 have legislative review requirements for a subset of executive orders, usually those concerning agency creation, unquote, according to the Sunlight Foundation. New York had 163 executive orders since 2009, with data available as a PDF with optical character recognition archived for at least a decade. You can see the state's full report card at the Sunlight Foundation website, with a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers Sunday morning, mainly before 9 a.m., then partly sunny with a high near 73 and a low around 55. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 52, and Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 78. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.